Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, February 17th. I'm Mark Daniels. A big weekend of college basketball will start with Sunday action. The 21st-ranked Wisconsin Badgers in Ann Arbor to play 18th-ranked Michigan. And they win big, 75-62. Frank Kaminsky with 25 points and 11 rebounds said that was a huge conference road win.
It's great for us. You know, gives us a lot of confidence, you know, with a couple more road games and home games left. Some confidence on the road to come out like that and, you know, build ourselves a lead and then maintain it throughout the whole game against, you know, a team that really beat us up at home is a great thing.
Sam Decker added 15 points and 9 rebounds. The Wolverines battled back, closed to within 3 in the second half, but John Beilein's club just couldn't get over the hump.
I really thought we were going to come all the way back, but they made a couple tough shots and we missed some. And so it's one of those, you know, one of those games where you bury yourself. You're going to have to play a super second half. And, well, we played much better, not good enough.
Wisconsin now 21-5, 8-5 in the Big Ten, just two games behind first place Michigan, still sharing the conference lead because number 10 Michigan State was upset by Nebraska Sunday 60-51. Second-ranked Wichita State now 27-0, beat Evansville 84-68. 17th-ranked Creighton over number 6 Villanova 101-80. 8th-ranked Louisville a 102-54 rout of Rutgers. On Saturday, the Green Bay Phoenix defeated Cleveland State in Ohio 68-54. Alec Brown and Kiefer Sykes each with 18 points. Greg Mays added 15. Phoenix now 21-5, 10-2 in the Horizon League. Now have a two-game lead on the Vikings, and they can clinch their first outright Horizon League regular season title since 1996 with a victory in their home finale against Valparaiso on Thursday. Also Saturday, Marquette defeated Xavier 81-72. Jake Thomas with 18 points. 15-10 for the Golden Eagles, 7-5 in the Big East. Valparaiso knocked off Milwaukee Saturday in Horizon League action 77-62. In Division 3, 6th-ranked St. Norbert ran past Grinnell 113-88 before a record crowd at the Schulte Sports Center. Cam Cerrone with 27 points. The Green Knights have reeled off 18 straight wins. They are 20-1, 16-0 in the Midwest Conference. Lakeland defeated Concordia of Chicago in a thriller 86-83. Joey Burris with 26 points. It's a game-winning three at the buzzer. Muskies 18-7 overall, 13-6 in the NAC. They can clinch the number 3 seed with a win at Madison Edgewood on Wednesday. Women's College action. The Green Bay Phoenix beat Milwaukee Saturday 81-69. Kaylee Lucan with 17. Phoenix women have won 7 in a row, maintained the lead in the Horizon League at 8-2, 15-7 overall. Number 11 Penn State beat Wisconsin 78-68. The St. Norbert women stay even in the Midwest Conference at 14-2 with a 64-51 win over Grinnell. They are 17-4 overall. In the NBA, the All-Star Game Sunday night in New Orleans, a record setter. The Eastern Stars beat the Western Conference 163-155, highest scoring All-Star game ever. Kyrie Irving of the Cleveland Cavaliers with 31 points and 14 assists was named the game's most valuable player, said it was a heck of a time.
It was definitely special, you know, just being out here with all these great athletes, you know, playing in front of a great crowd in New Orleans. You know, when the game got competitive, you know, I think as athletes, we all want to make the game competitive, especially as an All-Star game. I mean, it can get out of hand, but both teams compete until the end, and, you know, the East wants to kind of win this one.
Carmelo Anthony added 30 points, LeBron James 22. High-scoring honors went to Kevin Durant and Blake Griffin of the West, each with 38. Durant admits the game was a nice diversion from the grind of the regular season.
It's kind of easy to just, you know, get back into your mode where you're focusing on your team, because this is one of these weekends where you want to just take your mind off of, you know, preparing for the next team, shoot arounds, practice, and just have fun with the game. You know, we all started to play basketball because it was a hobby.
Back to business on Tuesday in the NBA. At the Winter Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia, a Wisconsin athlete brings home a medal. Matt Antoine of Prairie du Chien takes bronze in the men's skeleton, giving the U.S. 16 medals, tied for second with Russia, one behind the Netherlands. In hockey, the U.S. men defeated Russia Saturday in a 3-2 shootout. T.J. Oshie with 4 shootout goals for the Americans. They defeated Slovenia Sunday 5-1 to advance to the medal round. U.S. women taking on Sweden in a semifinal. Final game on Monday. Bad weather has put a halt to some events in the mountains outside Sochi. Heavy fog delayed the men's 15-kilometer biathlon start to Tuesday. The men's snowboard cross also being delayed. Bob Costas will return to the NBC primetime Olympic coverage desk after a 6-day absence due to an eye infection. In hockey, St. Norbert clinched the 14th NCHA regular season title in 18 years by dominating Northland College 10-0 and 7-0 over the weekend. St. Norbert will host Lawrence in the NCHA quarterfinals on the weekend. The Green Bay Gamblers dropped a pair of games to Sioux Falls on the road, losing 3-0 Saturday night, 5-3 on Sunday, giving up 3 goals in the third period. Gamblers still holding on to the fourth and final playoff spot in the USHL's Eastern Conference. In the PGA Tour at Riviera, the Northern Trust Open goes to Bubba Watson. He wins for the first time since he captured the Masters. A 15-under par total, a two-shot victory over Dustin Johnson. And Austin Dillon will have the pole for next Sunday's Daytona 500. Won the pole position in qualifying on the weekend in the number three car for the Richard Childress Racing Team, breaking out the number three car for the first time since Dale Earnhardt's tragic crash in Daytona in 2001. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.